If you're like me and you're torn between the love my body at any size movement and the if I love my body, I need to make healthier choices to feel good too thought process, then you're in the right place. It's every day now that someone out there is telling us the next best thing on TikTok or Instagram ads or showing us another shortcut, and it is exhausting. How about we heal our relationship with our bodies, exercise and food, and give ourselves grace along the way? Let's do this together and celebrate the small stuff. Welcome to A Healthy Dose with Sadie Tolbert. Hi. So we're going to talk today about kind of belief systems and expectations and kind of the root of all of that. And what kind of baggage are you still holding on to that maybe you don't realize because it just hasn't been brought to your attention that way. So this is a direction to really pay attention to where you're at now while learning from the past. I don't want anybody to go down any of these rabbit trails where it brings you to your past and you get kind of stuck there and then you're like, oh man, I used to be this way. And really bring yourself back to the here and now and today and see where you are now and where do you want to go. And so I'm going to use an example of myself. So this is going to be a little bit of a story time. So I joined the military when I was 19 years old and I was a theater kid. I was I needed a double waiver to get into the military because I was overweight. And so I really wasn't like physically active, but I had been on that diet roller coaster train since probably age 13. And so I had done everything from take, you know, diet pills to using that Thighmaster and using, you know, all these different tools to try to like lose the weight quick and, you know, focus on all that. So I really didn't have any habits or good, healthy, like guidelines to follow at that time. So my thought was I'm going to join the military to lose weight and to meet a man. So basically to fast forward through basic training, I lost 30 pounds during that 5-month course. And I had never felt so confident with my body. But think of the harsh factors that I went through in that 5 months. I was in a very warm state in the middle of the summer. I was doing PT every day and it wasn't physical training that I was conducting on my own. I was being told what to do consistently. I was restricted on what I could eat. It was only what they served and then you didn't get snacks or anything like that. So I was really just in this very, very, very closed loop environment. And that's not something that we get like normally in life. Like that's not something that you're just like, I'm going to go and lock myself away for 5 months and see what happens in my body. And so that set something in a very like pivotal part of my upbringing and my brain that I chased ever since. And it, the rules and the kind of the pieces of the army that stuck with me forever were, you know, you've got to run 2 miles, you've got to do sit-ups and you got to do push-ups. That was the PT test. And you had to weigh this much from this age and this height, and then you could have this much body fat percentage. And that kind of seared into my brain as what I should always aim for. And so as time moved on in my military career, there was times where it was being really strict and enforcing of things like exercise, but there was always a lot of free will when it came to like food. Even on the deployments, we would have Girl Scout cookies sent to us and there was always desserts and there was all kinds of things that we could pull from. So it wasn't like I was really in that same kind of environment as I was in basic training. And so I kept on to that expectation during, you know, the age 19 to 25 when I was active duty and left active duty to go into the reserves. And so there was such a varying time of expectation that I had to be a certain height and weight and had to be a certain standard of physical fitness and all this stuff in order to keep my job, in order to not get in trouble, get flagged and do all this stuff. Well, your body changes when you have children. And so I had my daughter while I was active duty and I did PT almost every day when I was pregnant. I did PT as soon as I had her and they allowed me to go back at about week 8. And I pushed myself so hard during like the breastfeeding time and during all of these crazy hormones going out of my body. I immediately went on to a birth control because I didn't want to have another baby right away. And so I was battling that for several months because of how off my hormones were, just probably from having the child, but also throwing all these artificial hormones in there as well. So it was a huge mental struggle of the load and the expectations that was put on me that now became like this. It really cemented into my brain as the that is how I can be successful. That's where I need to be to get to the next level, and nothing else is acceptable. And so when I did not make height and weight and body fat percentage 6 months after having my daughter, they stripped me of my rank at advancement. I was promotable. I wasn't able to go to training that summer. And I wasn't allowed to get any leave or awards or anything like that. It was flagged. So that was devastating. It was the first time in my Army career that I'd been flagged for my physical. I'd always been on the borderline, but I never got flagged. And I was really, really adamant to the point where I was paying for bariatric doctors for, 300 plus a month to get B12 shots and this regimen on how to eat like a rabbit, and then doing like sweat, like this one clinic where they wrapped you up in like cellophane and they made you work out and you sweated it all out and you drank this liquid potion. I don't know. I did some weird stuff. Okay. I'm just being real and vulnerable and honest with y'all here. Like, I did some weird stuff. And so I look back and I'm like, sometimes I question like what makes me, a subject matter expert in the area of health? And it's like, is it the degree? Is it the amount of times that I failed and still kept going? Is it where I'm at now? Is it where I was when I was at my healthiest? Like, how did I get here? Is it all the books? Like, no, it's obviously a mixture of everything, but really sharing with you the stuff that I did that like set my brain on a course that I had to fight against and reprogram in my life a couple of times. And I still think, oh, I should really run a 2 mile in under 19 minutes and 26 seconds, because that was the expectation probably when I was like 19 years old, 20 years old. That was how fast I needed to run. And so that had this chokehold on me to feel like I have to always be that expectation. I should always have, 30% body fat or less, because that's what they required when I was 25. Like, and the military has since gotten much better with their regulations on things, and just recently passed a really great new movement where if you pass your PT tests and get a good score, then they don't even tape you. They don't even care about your height and weight, which is great because women of different sizes are, especially women, but men too, like people of different sizes are going to have, different parts of their body larger than others. And so just because your like ethnicity and your body build is going to make you have a bigger trunk, and like a tiny neck, and we're all just shaped differently. It doesn't mean that we're not still good at what we do and we can't still perform the duties of our job. So I bring all of that up really to help you kind of look back at like what's got a chokehold on you from your past. Like what happened maybe when you were 13 years old or 17 years old that really just stuck with you. Maybe it was something that one person said that one time. I love my dad. He's a great human being. He's always been proud of me. He's always been super supportive. But one time he told me that I was overweight, and I was like a early teenager, maybe 14 or something like that. And God, you would have thought that he like, had said the most offensive thing on the planet. And I mean, he was right. He was absolutely right. And he honestly used a better term than he could have. He could have called me fat or, like lazy or anything worse, but he just said, like, you're overweight. And it stung and it hurt and it was awful. And even right now, I will see creators sometimes talk about how offended they are when a doctor walks in the room and says, hey, we should talk about your weight. You are classified as overweight. You are classified as obese. And those are medical terms. And it still doesn't change the fact that it could be a trigger for somebody. So you almost have to kind of know or preface with people, especially if that's your profession, to say, hey, I'm going to use a medical term with you. I don't want you to, you know, take offense by this, but we should talk about the subject. And so it's just being mindful and cautious, because you never know what somebody has gone through and what kind of traumas and triggers they have, without needing to live a life of complete tiptoeing constantly everywhere you go. But it's a fine line. So, you know, really taking account on what types of stuff happened to you in the past, and not, you know, triggering yourself into like a spiral, or causing it to make you feel bad or sad or like embarrassed about what you did. You know, give yourself grace, because we all are going through this experience with no prior experience. You know, I've never been this age before. You know, I've never had children this age before. Like, I'm just literally, we're all just figuring it out every single day. So if you made a mistake, or you had a weird, awful belief or something that you don't agree with now, 10 years ago, give yourself grace. It's okay. Like, forgive yourself for anything that you went through, and you'll feel a lot lighter when you can forgive others, because it was their first time, you know, experiencing things too. And that doesn't, you know, mean to say that you need to forgive everybody for everything. There are people that are malicious out there for horrible reasons, but that's, your healing is what's most important. And so this is very much about just taking that accountability and seeing where you're at with certain things, with your health right now, with your mental health, with your physical, emotional, spiritual health. There may be a time that I talk a little bit about, you know, religion and things like that, but it'll kind of come up here and there with whatever your faith is. But your faith now may be different than what it was when you were upbringing, and you may not agree with the same faith as your family or others that you're surrounded by, because it's just evolved and changed. And that's okay. You can do whatever your heart calls you to do. And so for this particular message here, it's what can you do now that is just feels better based off of your experiences in the past? And so while I use my example of struggling with this idea of this body type and this physical activity that I was supposed to have to do over 10 years ago, you know, 15 years ago, is just when those thoughts pop into my head, just kind of looking at it and saying, okay, I'm different now. And going back to gratitude and saying, you know, this body has birthed two children. I have grown two babies inside of me, and I have gone through the physical, you know, hardships on my body that have brought me here. I've gone through so many different things, and I'm just proud of where I'm at now. And I may have goals to change and improve and ultimately age gracefully and things like that. But I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't experience the things that I did at the times that I did. And so that really is just a moment of gratitude in coming up with a plan and habits and goals, like if you're still working on it, right? So if you're still like, gosh, like I really do think that I have to wear jeans every day because that's, you know, what the trend is. And you don't have to wear jeans if you don't want to wear jeans. I'm giving you permission. You can wear whatever you want. Unless you have a work dress code and you have to wear a uniform, but you know. Anyway, you wear what you feel comfortable wearing with, not what society tells you to have to wear or what your past dictates or makes you feel like you need to do. And so I hope that this is a good message and it found you well in a good space and you were able to receive it. And, you know, as always, just reach out to me. And if you want to explore this further and just kind of have one of those times where you can just talk through things, talk therapy and stuff like that, I'm always available. And I look forward to getting to know more of my listeners on that kind of level. So have a great day, you guys. And remember to give yourself grace and practice that gratitude. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet, please subscribe for more and leave a review. If you got something great out of today, please share with your family and friends. And as always, please remember to consult with your primary care provider if you have any questions or concerns. This podcast is meant to be educational and based off of my experience. Have a great day. You are unique and amazing and beautiful.